food independence.
Campaigning while the Yahoo CEO gets a massive payout. He worked 130 days, made $56,000 a day approximately. That adds up to $7.3 million on the job. So he didn't really get severance, but he walked away with $1.5 million cash, $5.5 million in stock. Oh, to lie on your resume for 130 days to walk away with that. Scott Thompson, maybe you are the luckiest fool of them all. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is how we roll. If you're listening to us in whatever nook or cranny that you hail from, we're all over the map. There's a lot of interesting, juicy things to talk about, including on the lighter side. Did you know? We've had sandwiches around for 250 years. Celebrate everything. There's even a book you can get that I think every single day of the year we are celebrating something. So we're celebrating the sandwich. Yes, indeed. 250 years of the stuff between the bread. All kinds of different breads. Makes me kind of hungry for a sandwich thinking about my good old-fashioned peanut butter and banana sandwich. I bet a lot of you have never had a peanut butter and banana sandwich. It is the best. Do you know who invented the sandwich? I am going to give you the answer to that one. And if you call me up with the answer, I know you can look it up and all that kind of stuff, but I'm just going to give it to you, then you will be the winner to our backward trivia question. You get the answer, then we fill in the blanks. So, keep my digits handy. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. How are you going to get the answer? Go to the website and click on press 4. Once you do that, keyword is America Tonight. The answer. Don't you love it? I love trivia. But I hate it when I don't know the answer, so we're doing it in a backward way. Speaking of backward, wonder if this will bite them in the backside. Saturday Night Live is going to use Mick Jagger to host. He's going to host, and I don't know. I know he's sung on that show before, but I don't know. He's performed, but I don't know if he's ever been a host on the show. Now, who doesn't know a Rolling Stones song? I don't care if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. They've been around for so long that you must have heard of the Rolling Stones, and you must know at least one or two of their songs. My favorite, you'd be stunned by what my favorite is, Sympathy for the Devil. I have no sympathy for the devil, but I love that song. So what gives with Mick Jagger hosting Saturday Night Live? It's kind of like John Edwards taking the stand in his defense as he faces these corruption charges, campaign corruption charges, in a North Carolina courtroom, if you know what I mean. Because, in a sense, why does Mick Jagger have to do that? Lauren Michaels says he's charming and funny, and they'll see a side of him they're not used to seeing. So he's going to host this upcoming Saturday, the 37th finale. So it's season number 37. And we'll see if the Stones frontman is up to it. Jagger is 68 years old. And it's interesting, the musical guests on the show, Arcade Fire and the Foo Fighters. Wow. Wow. Coming up, we're going to check the mail. None of you had anything to say about Mick Jagger, but you had plenty to say about Mitt Romney and whether or not you believe the polls that show he's slightly ahead of Barack Obama. slightly ahead in May. What does that mean for November? And the president is swinging. The new ads are out and they slam Mitt Romney where he lives in the world of capitalism, taking a cue from Newt Gingrich and everything that his team uncovered about Bain. They're using it all in an ad to once again paint Mitt Romney as the guy who is all about the dough and is very far removed from Main Street. That what could he possibly know about what regular people are dealing with, because he's far, far, far from regular. But is it a strategy that will backfire, just like the support of same-sex marriage? Or will it work to show that Romney really is a guy who doesn't get what the everyday guy has to go through and feels like his pockets are being picked? All right, I mentioned that Ron Paul was going to end active, what we're calling active campaigning. So in other words, what he's saying is, we don't want to spend the money. We don't have the money to continue to go through these primaries and knowing that they can't win. But if we can get some of those delegates, we could have a voice in Tampa for liberty. So all of the things that Ron Paul stands for don't have to go away. This is what I thought would happen from the very beginning. If you re-rack some old shows of mine, I talked about last June when the very first debate happened, what Ron Paul would ultimately do, and he's doing it. He's doing it. He's going to use the pulpit. So in the beginning of April, they had about $1.8 million cash to spend. He's making his third run for the White House. He's going to continue to try to get those delegates so that he'll have them at the Republican convention in Tampa in August. But he's not running. He's not actively running for the presidency, realizing with the delegate count the way it is that he doesn't have enough steam to make any noise with this one. So he doesn't think he's going to lend his support even to Mitt Romney anytime soon. So he says he's just going to stay right where he is. And he does say there isn't any reason for disrupting the convention. He says, you know, he's in it for the reason to maximize the liberty message. And it makes sense because he does definitely hold the key to that. When it comes to the guy who owns the lane, he's the guy who owns the lane. So the idea to get as many delegates as possible is a smart one, so they can promote change in a different direction and maybe push that on the Republican Party. And I think he'll have some steam in Tampa. He'll have some say. Who knows? He may even get one of the speeches. But even if he doesn't get any of the speeches, he'll be on all over the place without a doubt. Without a doubt, he's going to be part of that for sure. So while Obama comes out with the attack on Bain and how Mitt Romney made his money, what is Team Romney doing? We're going to end the suspense because we're going to tell you next. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,564.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,604.26, $802.13 for a half ounce, or $401.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,604.26, $802.13, and $401.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Kate, let's go to Jay, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, Jay.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, not too bad. Just trucking along. Hey, cool. You know, funny thing about Bain Capital. If Mitt Romney was smart, you know what he would do? He would get together an ad and say, yeah, well, if Bain Capital was in charge of Solyndra, we would have saved the taxpayers $500 million.
That's right, because, you know, we had that guaranteed loan for those solar panes that were being, produced
that's what the
cheaply.
Does. It finds companies that are weak.
Yeah.
And knows that they're going to end up in bankruptcy or whatever, and they break them apart, sell them off, and make the most money they can off of that company.
Yeah.
That's part of the capitalism American way. You know, that's just the way it is. And
I agree. Listen, I agree with you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, Another part of your trivia, as far as the sandwich, do you know how it was invented?
Do I know how the sandwich? Is there going to be a joke in this?
No. It was actually the guy you're talking about was playing cards and didn't want to quit the card game, and they used the bread to hold his meat. That's how it was invented.
You know what? I didn't know that.
Anyway,
I didn't know that.
You're talking about deer, all the deer
uh-huh.
and stuff, but. I've actually had a bear scratching at my window at my house.
Are you kidding? Scratching at the window. Oh, boy. And, you know, we were talking about white-tailed deer and what happened in Minnesota, how they hit the one town, Moorhead, and went through the mall. Got a couple of calls on this. And it was sad because one deer was killed when he went through the giant window. Another one, a minivan, ran over him, and I said, we're seeing the deer population get closer and closer, and I gave two very different examples of what I've seen in my lifetime. When I was a kid, it was so rare, little kid, it was so rare to see deer, and you were so excited when you saw the deer. I mean, I don't mean hunting them, but when you were out somewhere, look, there's a baby, it's Bambi. And now you see Bambi everywhere. If you're going between Philadelphia and Atlantic City, the right time of day, all over the place, all over that expressway. If you're in San Antonio, Texas, just outside of San Antonio, Texas, all over the place. Golf courses, hanging around in fields close by where cars are driving by. Not afraid of the population. And by the way, Jay is right about that. I said if you get the answer to my question, who invented it? It was an 18th century English aristocrat. And he ordered his valet to bring him meat tucked between two pieces of bread, and he didn't want to stop the game, the card game. And they were playing cribbage. Cribbage. That's what they were playing back in the day. I have no idea how to play cribbage. Hearts, pinochle, Texas Hold'em, and other variations of poker for me. Let's put it that way. Not cribbage. Never did the cribbage thing. All right, we're mixing it up in a couple of different directions here on America Tonight. Just when you think, oh, it's so safe to go to the airport, jump on a plane, I'm not worried about anything happening. Geez, it's been a couple of years since the so-called Christmas Day bomber, Abdullah Muttalib, since he almost blew that plane to bits that was headed to Detroit with an underwear bomb. We're thinking of new ways every day to keep the American people safe, except for when it comes to people who work at the airport, like this New Jersey airport security supervisor who is accused of using a murdered person's identity to hide his illegal immigration status. And, of course, he's at a very busy airport. That would be the Newark Airport. Can you imagine? Longtime security supervisor. So, yeah, he was all the way at the top of the chain, a Nigerian. His name is Bimbo Alawali, and he was known by his coworkers as, oh, Jerry Thomas. So his neighbors were shocked when suddenly he was being cuffed and let out and pushed into a police car. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey said he worked at the airport for about 20 years and passed all the background checks because he used that name. Since 1992, he used the name Jerry Thomas, a guy who, by the way, was killed in New York City. He entered into the United States illegally in 1989, and then he worked for security contractors, like companies like Gateway and Haynes and whatever, and he was overseeing 30 guards. I wonder what his paycheck was like. So, needless to say, the role that he had allowed him to be on runways and all the other nooks and crannies in that Newark airport. He had access to everything. He had access to everything. So this is a case of identity theft. And they didn't know who he was. The only reason that they found out anything is because somebody placed an anonymous call. And that's the only way he was caught. And he supervised the guards that are responsible for manning the TSA security checkpoints after passenger gates close for the night and before they open up again in the morning. They also inspect delivery cars for possible unauthorized crap, cargo, whatever. And that's pretty serious that he was in this country illegally for all this time. He used the fake identity. And the investigation, I mean, what are they finding? That he used it just to live in the United States? I mean, is he a suspect in the killing of the guy whose identity, Jerry Thomas, that he was using? So what are they going to charge him with? Certainly identity theft. What else? I don't know. But does this really put into perspective where we are when it comes to security and the crazy shakedowns? They searched Henry Kissinger at the airport, at LaGuardia Airport. He's in a wheelchair. He's a very recognizable face, not to the people that were asking him to stand up while they had to take off his coat and they had to look under his suspenders and everything else. In the meantime, you have a security guy with a fake name who has from Nigeria who comes into the country illegally and can do whatever he wants in terms of being anywhere on the airport grounds. I think that's pretty frightening. They're sloughing it off like it's no big deal. Oh, we investigated that, and he's going to be charged, but he was just using the identity to stay in the United States. Oh, that's all. No worries. We're not worried about that, right? Because there's no way that he would possibly do any harm to anybody. I think it's not shocking, but I think it really spells out clearly that there is a disconnect with what security should be and what's happened and where the focus needs to be. I'll tell you, anybody who has access to runways, they're out there. When you think of how many airports we have and how wide open it is and cargo and things, inspecting cars that have cargo and all that stuff, you would think that they would really have to go through the ringer. You would check them forwards and backwards. And really, this guy looks like does the name fit Jerry Thomas? I'm going to say, you might kind of question that. And he must have passed some kind of test, and I guess he did. He had training under the Security Officer Registration Act. Did you know there was one? And he had to be fingerprinted. So if they fingerprinted him, they would have to run that through the database before he was certified. But he didn't have a conviction. He didn't have a drug offense. He was just in the country illegally, and that's probably why he slipped through the system all that time. He was a supervisor. He oversaw other guards. I'm sure he had a say or could nudge them into hiring certain people. I think that's pretty scary. In the meantime, a guy like Dr. Kissinger is getting the pat down at another New York airport, and you have this situation. And we don't even know if he's tied at all to the murder of this guy. Who knows? Nobody's saying at this point. That certainly hasn't come out, but he got his identity somehow. Somebody sold it to him. What happened there? Oh, ridiculous. It's maddening. Absolutely maddening. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Hang with us.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Yep, we got to mix in a little fun stuff here on America Tonight. So heavy, so serious we are all the time. But, you know, you got to get on that soapbox, and sometimes you got to shove it aside for a second. Because even as much as we can rant and rail on the frustrations we're feeling from the lack of action in Washington and what's going to happen in the upcoming election, we all got to have a chance to break bread once in a while. And how many times have you done that over a sandwich? A sandwich and a cold one. A sandwich and a glass of tall, sweet tea. You know, that's the other part of it. When you have these sandwiches, they got to match up with your mood. Like, you think of a Reuben. There is no time better for a Reuben than when you're in the cold or the brisk fall, and it's perfect with some spiked cider, that and a Reuben. Yep, you'll feel pretty full afterwards, though, I have to say. My favorite sandwich, though, is a thing called the hoagie, and the kind I really like is an Italian hoagie. You can get it in the Northeast, particularly in Philadelphia and South Jersey. Of course, it's a calorie bomb. I don't even know. It depends on how big it is, how many calories are in it, because it's just loaded with all kinds of lunch meat. So happy birthday to the sandwich, 250 years old. Woohoo! A few of you have chimed in on that one. That's why we're headed to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one comes to us from Bob in Vermont. Ms. Delaney, I heard you earlier talking about the sandwich. Oh, I love sandwiches. My favorite new kinds of sandwiches are a Cuban. I never had one, as I spent most of my years in Vermont, New Hampshire, and Boston. Now you're getting Cubans in a lot of different places. Have you ever had a Cuban sandwich? What a great question. Yes, I have had a great Cuban sandwich. Two different places. One in Tampa, and I wish I could think of that shack, and it was a shacky shack place. I mean, a real off the, just out of the beach, flip-flops, plop-down place where you hung out. Then the other place is Miami. Miami has great, even in the airport, they have great Cuban sandwiches. It's just pressed sandwich. It's very thin, and it's the meat is pressed, and I'm pretty sure that's what Bob is talking about, because that truly is a Cuban sandwich. All right, we got one more on the whole sandwich thing. This one from Jack, who says, wow, sandwiches. I love sandwiches. Do roast beef open face with a ton of mashed potatoes count as a great sandwich? Open face counts. It's called an open face sandwich, so I would say, yeah, with that gravy, that brown, thick gravy. Oof, that's probably as much of a calorie bomb as my hoagie is, though, Jack. Ooh, be careful there. All right, let's move on to some others that chimed in, including this one from Miss M, who says, Kate, I am so tired of Barack Obama. I don't want to name call him. I hear people call him a socialist and call him all kinds of other names, but it's not even worth my breath to go the ugly road and become a hater. I just think he's terrible for the country. I don't think he's been much of a leader, and I think you call him ineffective, and that's probably the best word to call him. This whole thing about repealing the Defense of Marriage Act is just a smokescreen to get people distracted and talking about gay marriage and single-sex unions or same-sex unions. So who cares at this point? Because you have to go back to the 90s for that. And I think it's a brilliant stroke of genius on the part of the people who are running his campaign. But this guy is just wrong in so many other kinds of ways for this country, especially when you really look and see where the contracts are going to and who's making the big bucks on the back of the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Interesting. I feel the same way about the name-calling thing, though. You know, if you think, because if you look at some of the policies, and sure, it's about bigger government, absolutely, and referring to welfare and all that kind of stuff, but who cares about name-calling? It's about, you don't think that this guy's effective. You want to get people to go out and vote in a different direction, because it's never easy to beat somebody who's been in there. It's never easy to beat the guy who's had the seat for 4 years. The incumbent is tough. And it has happened in our history, but it doesn't happen a lot. Therefore, it's a tricky deal. How many people go out? How many contribute to the Electoral College? Because Mitt Romney's going to have 270, 290. I say this number all the time. Keep that somewhere in the back of your brain, because that's what we're looking at. That's the number that would have to happen for Obama to not win. And I'll tell you, it's going to hinge a lot, too, on what the Supreme Court rules as far as Obamacare is concerned, which now even Obama himself is calling it Obamacare. So let's see what happens there. because that could shake things up a little bit in June. This is troubling, and it's troubling because I don't know how I feel about cruising down the highway, somewhere in Ventura or in the east somewhere or through Florida on 44. I'm not crazy about the idea of these drones, these unmanned drones that could be buzzing above us in a bunch of our cities. And the technology, I think, could be pretty evasive. And I think we have every right to feel like, ooh, this is a privacy buster. But the FAA is rolling forward with this, looking at the possibility of these domestic drones, and they're talking about dozens of sites across the country that they're going to have a special certificate to fly, but they're trying to streamline it to make it usable for local law enforcement types. And here we are using this as warfare in Pakistan and Yemen. Remember, the Iranians captured one of our drones, and they have the drone, and they're looking at the technology. And now we've got these remote-controlled drones with television monitors that can feed back live information instantaneously. And you got to think about the Fourth Amendment. How far do we want to go with our privacy rights? How far do you want to go to just give it all up? I'm going to say I'm not crazy about the idea at all. I'm going to say no way do I want, there are legitimate things to use the drones for, even here in the United States. But I think you have to have very, very tight standards or rules or whatever applied to it. Because otherwise, where are we going to see this? Are we going to see this in our backyard? We don't want a situation where we stroll out of the front door, go out of our garage, and we wonder if the eye in the sky is spying on us, monitoring us. That whole thing about, oh, Big Brother. I mean, that's real. So, yes, there could be good things that the drone could help out with, but I have a feeling the good mixed with the bad, what do we come up with? Something in between that we don't like. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm too suspicious of surveillance. How do you feel about a drone cruising your neighborhood or the highways that you drive on? Do you feel okay with that? Do you feel comfortable with being watched from a drone? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. That's the number to call. We're in the middle of the mailbag, and the drone is something that I think a couple of people are concerned about, and that's what made me kind of go off on that tangent there. But I got two different emails, one from Glow and one from Bill, and they have the similar concerns that I do. Glow's last word is look out for the eye in the sky, and it does remind me, rather, of Vegas, of being in a casino. You're in the casino. They are always watching you. They're watching the tables. They're watching what's going on, looking for potential cheaters, somebody that's going to rip off the casino. So those eyes are places that you wouldn't even believe where they are. And trust me, they'll get you if you're trying to count cards and something happens enough and they're watching. But we're going to have a different kind of eye spying on us, and they can see you. You mean a little tiny dot coming out of your front door trying to pick up the paper or just take the dog for a walk, and they got you, brother. They are there watching. I don't like it. How about you? 855-266-8.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Kate says, thumbs down to the drones. I don't want an eye in the sky watching my every move. Who knows? I'm sure I'm on tape all day long. As we continue here on America Tonight, we head into a segment that I'm very fond of called War of Words. Oh, we got them every day, don't we? The first assault on Mitt Romney's private business sector career is inevitable. We knew it was. We talked about this. You knew it was. Unfortunately, Newt Gingrich really sliced and diced Mitt Romney when it came to Bain Capital. It's what he did. It's exactly what he did. What does Bain Capital do? They created some jobs, but they also were the company that went in and broke companies up and rearranged them. So, in the new ad, they specifically zeroed in on a Kansas City steel plant, and I think they're going to have what they've done. This was smart on the part of the Democratic strategists. I think they're going to find not the people who got the jobs from Bain Capital. They're going to go and they're going to find people who lost jobs as a result of it and dig them up from every place, and it's going to be a collection of those kind of campaign ads that you're going to see, really playing into the middle class's woes about the rich versus the poor and what's happening in this country and what about jobs. Here's what the ad sounds like.
I was a steel worker for 30 years. We had a reputation for quality products. It was something that was American made, and we weren't rich, but I was able to put my daughter through college.
Having a good paying job that you can support and raise a family on is hugely important.
That stopped with the sale of the plant to Bain Capital.
I know how business works. I know why jobs come and why they go.
Bain Capital was the majority owner. They were responsible. Mitt Romney was deeply involved in the influence that he exercised over these companies.
They made as much money off it as they could, and they closed it down. They filed for bankruptcy without any concern for the families or the communities.
It was like a vampire. It came in and sucked the life out of us.
It was like watching an old friend bleed to death.
As I look around at the millions of Americans without work, it breaks my heart.
Bain Capital sought elimination of the pension plan and termination of employee and retiree life insurance and health insurance.
I was devastated. It makes me angry. Those guys were all rich. They all have more money than they'll ever spend, yet they didn't have the money to take care of the very people that made the money for them.
Bain Capital walked away with a lot of money that they made off of this plant. We view Mitt Romney as a job destroyer.
To get up on national TV and brag about making jobs when he has destroyed thousands of people's careers, lifetimes, just destroying people.
He's running for president, and if he's going to run the country the way he ran our business, I wouldn't want him there. He would be so out of touch with the average person in this country. How could you care? How could you care for the average working person if you feel that way?
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
All right, you're going to see these vignettes all over the place. Romney's people said, oh, that's just wrong, and that he's diverting attention away from his performance with the economy. And he said that Romney released a statement saying we welcome their attempt to pivot back to jobs in a discussion of their failed record. And the governor, as the governor of Massachusetts, he created more jobs than Obama has for the entire nation. And the Romney campaign released a video that touted Steel Dynamics. It's one of the Steel Dynamics is the name of the company. It's one of the success stories of Romney's career at Bain. It's what they created. So that it's going to be tit for tat in this war of words there, and that's not a surprise. Because they're assaulting his record and then taking sound bites and putting them in and what he says about the about jobs and the economy. The polls have the two of them right now pretty neck and neck, or even Romney a little bit ahead. What Romney is pushing is that he's the business guy. He knows how to turn things around. And what Obama is pushing is, no, he's a destroyer of jobs. Don't let them fool you. But ultimately, it's what the people believe and where the Electoral College goes. I mean, we've got sluggish to poor growth in employment, certainly the last handful of months, even before that. And the economy in some areas might be improving a little bit, but not enough. There was still a downturn in the economy. And I don't think that Obama can run on that. They're trying to run on that a little bit, but there's no question that people are tired of a lack of action, a lack of traction. In fact, in a Washington Post ABC News poll, they talked about, people were asked about regulation and government participation and bigger government, all that kind of stuff. 52% of Americans in the poll said they viewed unfairness in the economy that favors the wealthy as a bigger problem than overregulation. 37% of Americans see it the opposite way. So I think that without a doubt, this is what we're going to see portrayed. It's absolutely the direction that this campaign is going to take. Money, 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 and then more money, without a doubt. Speaking of the war of words, how about this? Serena Williams just won a big tournament. You know, she's dealt with all kinds of health issues and whatnot. You know, these Williams sisters, you got to say it, they're amazing. You never know. They come out and they play a tennis tournament. They are just filled with so much belief that they can strike at any time. So Serena Williams won the Madrid Open. The courts were really a blue, blue, blue. Like, you know, when you meet someone in their eyes, you look at them and all you see is blue coming at you. And that's what the court looked like. So a lot of the male tennis players complained. When she won, she said that the guys are a bunch of weenies because Novak Djokovic and Rafa Nadal, they said it was slippery and they didn't like the color of the court and whatnot. So Serena Williams said they were weenies and that women are way tougher than men. That's why we have the babies, she said. You guys could never, ever handle that. We don't complain. We just do our best on the world's tennis, on the WTA, the Women's Tennis Association. We're real performers. We're not going out there and being weenies. So I happened to see somewhere where they looked up the word weenie on a television show I was watching and pointed this story out. And you know what the definition of weenie is? Of course it's a word. You know how the dictionary is now. We have ginormous as a working word. Weenie is, by the definition listed on dictionary.com, means an insignificant, disliked person or a stupid and inept male. So how about that? Djokovic and Nadal, by the way, are threatening to boycott, if you know who they are, big names in the world of tennis, the Madrid event next year unless they have red dirt reinstated. Dirt or court? Which would you rather play on? Well, if you've ever hit a tennis ball anywhere on a public court somewhere, then you've never played on dirt. Doubtful that many people listening to the show had any time on clay. So I vote for all of you that these guys are a bunch of weenies. Who cares? It's an easy ride. You're making great cash. Give me a break.